Like, what kind of quarterback is he? What kind of skills does he have?
You can throw, first and foremost. You can throw. And, you know, he's a real calm and collect person. You know, not too much gets him rattled. You know, he keeps the same demeanor and the same, just the way he carries himself is pretty constant. So, you know, you got a calm quarterback back there that, you know, if he understands everything that's going on, you know, with the system and his receivers, you know, he's a heck of a quarterback.
What do you imagine that that situation is like, though, without Aaron for a couple of weeks in Green Bay? I mean, that's, you're losing perennial MVP candidate.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. You know, it's one of those things in this game. You know, injuries are part of it, and, you know, the team has to rally together when you go through the experience.
Tom, you're going to be facing a team that's playing a third-string quarterback. Is it natural to feel some sort of a letdown or a relief, like, hey, we caught a break? And how do you try to combat that and make sure you don't overlook somebody like Tolzien?
Oh, Green Bay's still a good team. You know, they got a lot of, you know, the defensive system that they run. You know, they can bring a lot of different looks and a lot of different, stunts, blitzes, things like that. And the offense, too, you know, they still got Jordy out there. They still got Corliss. I believe James Jones is back. And they've got a lot of weapons with the running game, with Eddie Lacy. You know, they're still a good team, and, you know, we can't lose sight of that.
If they bring in Flynn, does that change again?
It's tough to say because the quarterback they have now, I have no idea, you know, anything about him. So I haven't even seen, you know, one snap of him. So, you know, I don't even know. You know, I have to start, you know, my scouting process with that to even know if it would be an adjustment between the two.
Do you think, like, Aaron's involvement and importance to Green Bay is similar to Eli's in the fact that, like, the offense kind of is wrapped around those two guys in particular? Is there a comparison to be made there, or is it different?
I mean, you can. You know, you've got a, you know, experienced quarterback who's, you know, well-known, well-proven, you know, won Super Bowl. You know, Eli's case been too, but, you know, the same type of leader, you know, controlling the offense, one who, you know, and, you know, with Aaron, you know, that's his offense. You know, he gets out there, you can just see it in him. You know, when he checks, makes audibles, the way he reads the defense. So, you know, it's pretty, you know, probably pretty similar meaning to the team.
Is there any different feeling around here? I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago you were winless, and now suddenly it's three wins, you're a game and a half back, and you're going, is there a feeling, you know, we're back in it?
I wouldn't say necessarily we're back in it, but, you know, we're taking steps. You know, we've got some, you know, some positives here that, you know, we're building. We've had, you know, some wins, and we're able to build off of them and have a little momentum going for ourselves right now. So, you know, still a long way to go to the point where, you know, we would be right back, or, you know, to be able to say, you know, okay, we're, you know, tied for the lead or anything like that. So, you know, we can't get too anxious now because we're closer. We still have to just take it one week at a time.